What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over in China, they have just test-fired their latest Dongfeng 26 missile, which is nicknamed the Guam Killer. It has a range of 3,500 miles. Now, China is not making specific threats against Guam, but obviously Guam, if we get into a war with China, Guam would be a target because there are several U.S. military bases there. So things are getting intense over there. Meanwhile, head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, is out there saying that China is the most concerning counterintelligence threat against the United States. And he's out there saying, as I look at the landscape today and over the course of my career, the Chinese counterintelligence threat is more deep, more diverse, more vexing, more challenging, more comprehensive, and more concerning than any counterintelligence threat I can think of. And basically, the FBI has released a report saying China presents a persistent cyber espionage threat and a growing attack threat to our core military and critical infrastructure systems. All righty, another little story here. This one's coming out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about Afghanistan, about how we've been there for going on 18 years. It's a miserable, stalemated conflict. It's America's longest and most shameful war. It's cost over $1 trillion and who knows how many lives. And the conflict began in 2001 based on the lie that somehow Afghanistan was responsible for the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, that story has just changed ever since. Oh, it was Afghanistan. No, it was Iraq. Now it's Iran. Now it's Monaco. And basically went on in there. But the real reason for the war in Afghanistan was that oil pipeline right of way. Because back in the mid-1990s, a group of oil companies sent representatives to Congress, a consortium, if you will, and said, we want this oil pipeline through Afghanistan. They want to charge us too much money for it. So the low-cost option is to change the government, and that is precisely what happened. Remember Hamid Karzai? The first president of the new Afghanistan, he was the UNOCAL representative to Congress, arguing for that regime change and that pipeline right of way. Okay, once again, the United States has been caught helping ISIS commanders escape from prison in Afghanistan. And apparently a large number of prisoners, all of them senior members of ISIS, broke out of a Taliban prison in northwest Afghanistan after U.S. troops helped them escape through a covert operation. According to TASNIM dispatches, American forces operating in Afghanistan carried out a secret military operation on the northwestern province of Badghis 2 weeks ago and helped the ISIS inmates escape the prison. And apparently they were picked up by helicopters and transferred to someplace safe. Just in case you weren't really sure who ISIS was actually working for. Over in France, the Yellow Vests are calling for a general strike on February 5th. They want everybody to basically just sit down, don't work, don't buy anything. And apparently this is being called by the spokesman for the Yellow Vests, Francois Bolo. He's 32 years old, and he's basically calling on the French people to form a general strike on February 5th as the only way to force a deaf president to call us to the polls. And Bolo is saying, I defend people threatened with the seizure of their homes by the banks, and he's complaining about the tax devices of the Macron government working for the benefit of the richest 1% at the expense of the public services. So the yellow vests are still going strong over there. Interestingly enough, the situation up in Ukraine may be about to change. Apparently, yesterday, Ukraine's President Poroshenko said that Ukraine needs peace with Russia. He says, of course, we need peace with Russia. It could be a cold peace, but peace. People are tired of the war, and Russian propaganda is playing with this painful emotion. He said, war and peace will be one of the main issues in the elections because the population will elect not only the president, but the supreme commander. Poroshenko also emphasized that Kiev will continue to seek a solution to the conflict in the Donbass region by political and diplomatic means. So it looks like Poroshenko has blinked, and they're backing off this idea of going to war with Russia. All righty. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you're already aware, the United States, basically Donald Trump, pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And already the U.S. is starting to manufacture low-yield nuclear warheads for the Trident missiles. And a lot of people are very concerned because they're saying these low-yield warheads could lower the threshold for a nuclear conflict. You know, people are very hesitant to use the really big bombs, but if they figure it's just a little one, yeah, we can go ahead and use it. Anyway, so they're getting ready to deliver these. Apparently, the new weapon is called the W-76-2. It's a modification of the existing Trident MIRV reentry vehicle. And basically, the Union of Concerned Scientists said its yield had most likely been cut by taking away one stage from the original two-stage W-76 thermonuclear device. So basically, it's the uranium core, the plutonium core, and they have simply left out the deuterium casing that would go for the fusion burn. So it's a baby nuke here. All right, over in Great Britain, there is a spotlight that's being put on the Integrity Initiative. The scandal is getting worse and worse. The corporate media is ignoring it, especially the British media. And apparently new leaks have revealed more embarrassing tidbits, confirming the shady nature of this group. And apparently the spotlight is on the Integrity Initiative's targeting of anti-fracking activists, its ties to the HSBC Bank, its obsessive focus on nuclear war with Russia, and its plans to foster a long-term appreciation of NATO among Muslim youth. Good luck on that one. And in another blow to the image of itself as an unbiased exposer of fake news, which the Integrity Initiative had worked hard to cultivate, one of the documents details its support for and close relationship with Britain's specialist group, Military Intelligence, the SGMI, which was masterminded by Chris Donnelly, a key player at the Integrity Initiative's parent organization, the London-based Institute for Statecraft. So it's basically a propaganda outfit is what it was. And they just decided to call themselves Integrity Initiative here. Now, a lot of people are still talking about the indictment of Roger Stone. And he's pleading not guilty on all charges. But it's important to look at the indictments and realize there's nothing in there about a Trump-Russia conspiracy. It's just not there. And in a way, I think Mueller has actually damaged himself indicting Roger Stone because it simply underscores the fact there was no there. There was no Russian collusion. So basically, Mueller's office, the Department of Justice, and the FBI have known for months there was no such conspiracy. And still they're pushing that narrative. Trump may have been in cahoots with Putin. He may have been doing, he might have done this. There's no there there. There's no proof. They absolutely failed. And a lot of people are still talking about the manner in which Roger Stone was arrested, where the FBI showed up, SWAT team style, night vision goggles, bulletproof Kevlar, assault weapons, before dawn, banged on his door, took him away in handcuffs and chains to be filmed by CNN by a reporter who turns out to have his own past connections with the FBI. And a lot of people are saying, why did you need to do that? Stone knew he was going to be indicted. If he'd wanted to flee, he would have done so before then. His lawyer said if he'd called up, he would have just come on down and surrendered. This was all theater. This was absolute theater. So anyway, now Tulsi Gabbard here in Hawaii, she's getting ready to officially announce her 2020 presidential campaign. It's going to be on Saturday. I still haven't gotten the location or the time where that's going to happen. But apparently, her campaign is already in trouble. Tulsi is being called out for past anti-gay remarks. And she said she's since evolved, but she's already being attacked for that. Okay. So we'll see. Anyway, apparently Democrats are floating the idea of finding a primary challenger for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And apparently she has infuriated her colleagues by aligning with a progressive outside group that's threatening to primary entrenched Democrats. And now some of these lawmakers are turning the tables on her and are discussing recruiting a primary challenger to run against her. You know, she's a big hit on social media. I don't know why. I think she's the Democrats' equivalent of Sarah Palin. They want to find somebody to run against her, make her a one-term congressperson. Anyway. Okay, now, apparently, Palestinian and Muslim American rights campaigners have decried a proposed U.S. House of Representatives resolution accusing Muslim congresswomen of anti-Semitism due to their criticism of Israeli policies, saying the measures amount to anti-Muslim bigotry. And this, of course, is Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And again, this is part of that idea that criticism of Israel is somehow anti-Semitic. And it isn't. That's like saying that the only reason people bitch about the Nazis is they hate the German people. But Israel's out there just trying to get that idea across. And it's a trick. Some years ago over on Democracy Now, Amy Goodman had a former member of the Knesset that came on and basically admitted, yeah, we scream anti-Semitism when we want people to stop talking. When they ask a question, we can't answer. It's just a trick. We use it all the time. All righty. This is going to be, if you thought 2016 was bad, 2020 is going to be a lot worse. And we're already seeing smears against Bernie Sanders that he's a Kremlin agent. He's working for Russia. And Bernie's expected to announce his 2020 candidacy in the near future as well. And that's what it's going to be. Anybody who's not part of the progressive movement, oh, you're a Kremlin agent. You're a Russian asset. You're working for Vladimir Putin. All righty. Getting on back to Venezuela. As you know, there is a big stink over the fact that Great Britain, the Bank of England, rather, is refusing to return something like $1.2 billion worth of Venezuela's gold. Now, the gold was in transit going from Germany to Venezuela. The Bank of England has it in their vaults. They are refusing to let it go, saying it's going to be used for money laundering or political corruption. And who knows? It really isn't up to them. And there's an article that came out of Russia today basically saying that by doing this, Britain is destroying its own credibility as a financial center. Because if you're holding somebody's money and you refuse to turn it over on demand, that is a big problem. And not just for Venezuela. Other countries, other customers are going to say, no, 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 I don't trust the bank to hold my money. So Professor Richard Wolff is out there saying that Britain and the Bank of England are clearly under the thumb of the United States. And he says that's a signal to every country that has or may have difficulties with the U.S. They'd better get their money out of England and out of London because it's no longer a safe place. And he's absolutely right about that. By the way, I've noticed on the History Channel they're rerunning America's Book of Secrets again. And so you might want to keep an eye out for that gold conspiracy episode because we just lay it all out. How all these bankers are just playing fast and loose with other people's gold here. Okay, iPhone sales have plunged 15%. Consumer confidence has fallen for the third straight month. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, we've always believed, you know, Apple was always going to make money. These tech giants were always going to make money. Well, no. Not anymore. I mean, Apple released their most recent quarterly reports on Tuesday, and the numbers were not good. And Apple's CEO is saying that, yeah, they think the price on the new iPhone X is a factor. People just don't have the money to buy that expensive phone. And this is the reason for the attacks on Huawei. Because Huawei makes decent phones. They're not great. They're not iPhones. But they make decent phones at a good price. And right now, your average cell phone customer, that's what they're looking for. They need a good price. They need an inexpensive cell phone that they could just use. All they're going to do is make calls on it, send text messages on it. They don't need all the bells and whistles. They don't need the facial reading or the cutesy little emoticons made out of their own face. They just want a basic phone. And that's why this huge thing about Huawei and 5G is going on. It's all about market share. That, you know, Huawei is basically taking a huge share of the American market here. Meanwhile, Huawei is asking their suppliers to move the production out of the United States. And apparently there's been this indictment against Huawei and its CFO, Meng Wanzhou, unveiled by Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, has elevated the feud between the U.S. and the world's largest telecoms equipment provider and the second largest maker of smartphones to absurd new heights. Now, officials from Huawei and Beijing have denounced the charges as anti-competitive and politically motivated, and Huawei is apparently bracing for the other shoe to drop. So according to a report by Nikkei, the tech giant has asked suppliers to consider moving some of their production outside the United States in case the Congress or the Department of Justice adopt a ban on American-made parts being sold to the chip maker. With the memory of the near demise of ZTE still fresh in its memory, the company has made a request based on the expectation that an order for a full-scale ban or other critical equipment by President Trump is imminent, and it very well could be. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and talking about immigration and the refugee crisis here. Trump's representatives are starting to negotiate with the Democrats about the border wall, which they have to come to an agreement, before the 15th of next month, or the government will shut down again, or something else is going to happen. But there's not going to be a deal. The Democrats are refusing to compromise. They are still standing firm. No wall, no wall, no wall. We'll give you money for uniforms and TV cameras and all this other stuff. No wall. They're absolutely ruling out the idea of a wall. And, you know, Trump ended the shutdown saying he needed a compromise from the Democrats. He's not getting it. The Democrats are absolutely standing firm. Nancy Pelosi is out there declaring victory. I beat Donald Trump. I whipped that president, for fair, and just celebrating. And they're just determined. They want to flood this country with illegal immigrant voters so they can win the election in 2020. And so a lot of people are saying, will Trump declare a national emergency? Now, apparently, during a House Armed Service Committee hearing on Tuesday, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood confirmed to Representative Mo Brooks, Trump does not need a Congress or a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, that he can basically do it using Defense Department funds. And I'm sure they've got lots of money over there, and they're very good at building walls, and this is a national security crisis. So Trump has got that option as well. But he's still having to deal with the reality of a political fight. The Democrats are going to declare victory. We refuse to give him, even if Trump builds the wall, they're going to campaign in 2020 saying, we refuse to give him his wall. All righty. Now, apparently, the federal government is going to offer $114 million in new money for asylum seeker housing. This is up in Canada. And the federal liberals plan to spend this $114 million to help pay for temporary housing for asylum seekers, a sum Ontario's government criticized as being hundreds of millions short of what is needed. Well, I got an idea. Send them back home. And especially with this winter, they're not going to enjoy the cold very much. They might decide to go home themselves. That actually happened last winter with a lot of the people who'd snuck across the border and they'd come to the United States or Europe to be refugees. And they got a taste of that winter weather. And they said, oh, to heck with this. And they went on back to home. So they're dealing with all of this stuff. Of course, Al Gore is out there saying that the flood of refugees to our borders is proof of global warming. It's proof that there, where they live, has just gotten too hot to live and they have to come up here. Meanwhile, of course, we've got record-setting cold. We'll get into that in hour number three here. The Pentagon is sending several thousand more troops to the southwestern border, fulfilling a request made by the Department of Homeland Security. Currently, there are 2,300 troops stationed at the southwestern border, and the Pentagon is going to deploy an additional 2,000 troops as part of the Department of Homeland Security request for the military to extend its mission there. Originally intended to last until December 15th, the military's mission will now be extended all the way to September 30th, and they're going to need it. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about, but you were talking about them vilifying Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrats, and Bernie Sanders. And I wanted to point out Bernie Sanders has come out with a moderate hangout against Israel. For one thing, he's come out and said he's for, you know, against what they're doing in Gaza and some things like that. And that's one reason why they don't want him in. The other reason, Mike, I think, is that because since he was so thoroughly handled and cheated before by, Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton and basically, the intelligence agencies when they infiltrated his campaign, that he's wise to all that stuff and they can't have him in because he knows how to handle it now. But that's my one observation on that. I wanted to also, I don't know if you've talked about Senate Bill 1 passing yesterday or advancing anyway.
Well, we've talked about it when it was first being proposed, but yeah, it's just a giveaway to Israel and, you know, an attack on freedom of speech.
Well, it advanced yesterday in the Senate. So it's wherever it was, it's now apparently gotten enough support that it's moving forward. So despite all my phone calls and the fact that it's violating every one of the senators' oath of office, it's advancing. But I have one more thing to talk about Venezuela, if I could.
Okay, well, I got to put you on hold here. Don't hang up. Sure. I'm going to come back to you right after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, you were talking about the comparison of Vietnam and Venezuela. And there are some, but I'll tell you the way that they will, that the guys in the Joint Chiefs will argue this, Mike, just like the way they argued in Korea, like that we can be in Korea. For instance, Korea would be because it's the only place in Asia with a peninsula surrounded on three sides by water. Our naval group play into that, close to a friendly Japan for logistics, and a narrow neck that even you could throw up 10 divisions, which we could do, and it could, like the Spartans at Thermopylae, they could conceivably hold. Well, and they would argue, and they will argue this, because the people against it will say just what you're saying, that it's like Vietnam, and whether it is or it isn't, we shouldn't be in there at all, right? But they'll say, well, look, we got Colombia, which is a narco economy, which we control. All those guys are narco guys, are in bed with the DEA and everything else. On the northern edge, they've got the Caribbean, which we can control. On the southern, they've got Brazil, which has that new basically fascist Bolsonaro, or whatever his name is, that's basically in our pocket as well, with no superpower like it was in Vietnam, or at least major power China, bordering it. And so, and of course, it's an economy that's as poor as Haiti now. So, yes. Believe it or not. So they might say, well, it's militarily handleable. Well, with an active army of ours, of 500,000 people, and us everywhere else in the world, it really isn't handleable. But that's what they'll say. So I know you've got a good head for this, and those are the arguments that they'll make, Mike.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, they'll make the arguments there and, you know, ask for more money and more people. At some point, they're going to have to initiate a draft, and that is when I think the American people are really going to snap out of their torpor, if you will, and say, this has gone on enough.
Yeah, I agree. And that would put us on the cusp. If we don't get out of Afghanistan, if we have to stay, if we're staying in Korea, if we're still bogged down and Iraq and the Middle East and Syria in some way, then a draft, that's a real, they'll do everything they can to avoid that. That would be their death.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sure that they understand the public reaction to a draft will be a very, very negative one, but they got to be running out of people. I mean, the military are not meeting their quotas for signups, and if they're getting ready to go into Venezuela, they're going to need a lot more people. Maybe they're going to basically take the people who are currently in Afghanistan, but that's only 2,000 people, and move them over. But supposedly the pullout from Afghanistan, even if they sign this deal, it's not for another 18 months.
Mike, if I can just kind of a semi-related topic, but I watched a lot of History Channel and, the American Heroes Channel, the Military History Channel, and there's advertisements for the Wounded Warrior Society and other ones like that, where they're having veterans, that are, the wastage of this war, this horribly disfigured and so on, and support these guys that without them, and they'll testify without Wounded Warrior and people like them that they would really be in a bad spot. And I believe them and I applaud what they're doing and all. But I keep thinking to myself, what a freaking failure it is that we ask these guys, why isn't the government taking care of these people? Why do we have private charities? And it drives me nuts when people say that. And I go, yeah, I laud that. But what does that say about how the government's abandoning these guys? They let them get ruined, and then they just wash their hands of them. And you can barely get into the VA. We all know the problems with the VA. So,
yeah, our government is treating the illegal immigrants better than they treat our homeless veterans.
Yeah, not even homeless veterans, all veterans, these wounded, disfigured guys.
Yes.
And it's terrible. And I like to point that out to everybody that I see. Why are these guys having to take, pick up the standard for what the government should already be doing? So that's my little soapbox thing I just wanted to say.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The government will get these men and women into the military. They'll use them up, throw them back on out, and just abandon them. And you're absolutely right about the VA. People can't get in there, or they have to wait a very, very long time to get in there. They're not being taken good care of. The attitude of the government is, if we just wait long enough, they'll just die and they'll stop being a problem for us. And that's just how callous it does seem to be. And whether you agree with the wars or not, and I certainly do not, we as a nation, we do owe something to all of those people who put that uniform on and they take the oath and they obey the orders and they do what they're told to do. Even if we don't like what it is they're doing, we still owe them. And especially if they come back from the war zone, severely damaged, they've got to be taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And if I can say one more thing, there's a documentary out now, a historical documentary called "They Shall Never Grow Old," I believe it's called.
Okay.
It's on World War One, and it was done by the director of Lord of the Rings. And Mike, it's the best
Peter
historical
Jackson.
Yes, the if you have a chance, it's out this weekend. It's limited because it's a documentary in theaters. But, oh, my God, it's a masterpiece, Mike. And what they have it in 3D, and they've colorized it brilliantly, and they've even gotten lip readers on these old, beautifully colorized and 3D'd pictures, original fake pictures and films. They've got lip readers that, and they'll have, if it's some Welsh regiment talking and they're photographing, they're lip readers, and they'll have a Welsh guy, you know, in the background saying what that guy is saying. And
yeah.
They also have tests. It's brilliant. And I highly, highly recommend that to anybody out there.
What was the name again?
They Shall Not Grow Old, I believe it's called.
Yeah, I would definitely want to see that one because my grandfather was a World War I veteran. I still have his helmet and his gas mask supplied by the lowest bidder. It didn't work. He lost a lung to German mustard gas. And I would definitely want to see that.
And a parting thing, I just want to point out also that on the last day of World War I, which only went to 11 a.m., right?
Yes.
They were so eager to the generals to play with this military toy that Congress and the nation had given them that there were more casualties, American casualties, on the last half day of World War One. And they knew it was going to end at 11 o'clock than there were on D-Day.
Yes.
There were more deaths than on D-Day. All they had to do was sit in their holes and get out, and all those guys would have been alive.
Yep.
So... whatever. It goes to show what our leadership has been like for a long time.
Yeah, I still remember the story about the Christmas truce for World War One, and I don't know what happened on the German side, but they basically crucified the officers on the Allied side for letting it happen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's we've been that way for over 100 years. So, but Mike, thanks. Yeah. I got to roll here. Thanks so much for letting me on.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Peter. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thanks for another wonderful show and all your laborious work with What Really Happened. And I just wanted to get your take. I had a thought here. If we can't get this wall through, and the Democrats are going to stonewall and play all kinds of tricks and games on President Trump, why don't he just take his authority and just tomorrow say, we can't come to an agreement, we're putting the military, we're dispatching them to the southern border immediately?
Well, I think he should. I mean, first of all, I think he shouldn't have caved on the wall. He played basically right into Pelosi's hands. They're going to be campaigning on this in 2020. Trump once again showed himself to be a very weak leader. And I certainly hope we're going to get something, by the 15th of February. But at this point, I don't know. Trump just doesn't seem to have, the force of will, to get what he wants to get done.
Well, precisely, and that's exactly what I see, and I think that's the only thing that can save him now, because he's gone all around the block with this crazy nonsense, with these Democrats letting him lead the way, carrying the stick approach, whatever. I mean, they don't even offer the carrot, but I think now he just says, look, and he makes an issue of it. The Democrats have given us an impassable bypass. We need our military there. From this point on, the military will be dispatched until the Democrats can come with an earnest deal to solve this problem that's destroying the country.
Well, that's one way to do it. But again, apparently there is a way that Trump can build his wall without calling for a national emergency, and that's to have the military build it. Get the Army Corps of Engineers down there, and they'll do a really good job, I'm sure. The Army Corps of Engineers has an excellent reputation for being able to build things, just get the thing built once and for all, and tell the Democrats, I'm sorry, you can only have legal voters in 2020.
I think that's true, but if you make the crisis, you know what Rahm Emanuel said, You create the crisis and put it on the Democrats. Look, you made me send the military, and I think it may preserve them for the next election, hopefully.
Well, maybe. I get a sense that Trump really isn't thinking all that much about the next election, because he keeps walking into all these big bear traps that Pelosi and Schumer are setting for him. And I don't know where he's getting his political advice, but if he's serious about running in 2020, you know, he needs to start thinking about that now and how every decision that he makes right now is going to affect that. Personally, I think he's a one-term president at this point. I don't think he's recoverable. I don't think he's redeemable.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He's very annoying with that. I mean, his entire situation has been based on, you know, indecisiveness, and he needs to be firm and have a complete plan that's totally acceptable to the American people. And he hasn't and it's clear they want the border, they want it secured, and he hasn't not been able to come up with that. So, you know, I agree with you and hope there's a solution. And I want to thank you for your show. Have a great day. And everybody, don't forget to contribute to RBN or we never get this kind of news. We won't get Michael. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. So we're talking about immigration. We're talking about the refugee crisis, and everybody, of course, is talking about walls, and of course, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying walls are immoral, except, of course, for the one around her home. And we just put up a video, Walls Across America, the celebrity edition, which is basically showing all the celebrities who have walls around their homes. Tucker Carlson ran a segment last night, pointing to the Daily Caller's video, Walls Across America, and, you know, pointing out the hypocrisy of all these people who've got walls around their homes, but they're out there saying, oh, Trump's wall on the southern border, that's bad, we can't have that. This is all about flooding this country with illegal immigrants who are going to vote Democratic in 2020. That's really what it's all about. It's not good for our economy. It's a health problem. It's a health crisis. And it really does need to stop. And again, I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to be a legal immigrant to this country. You come in through the process. Welcome. I hope it's not disappointing for you here. But the illegal immigrant problem is a crisis. It's a national emergency. And I'm sick and tired of all the emails I get saying you're just being racist because illegal is not a race. All right. Piers Morgan is out there saying that Pelosi played Trump for a chump. It's time to do a deal on the wall that can make you a champion, or you can kiss goodbye to getting reelected in 2020. I'm absolutely in agreement. At this point, I think a lot of people who supported Donald Trump in 2020 are very disappointed in him. He basically bailed on vaccine safety. He's bailed on election integrity. Hillary Clinton is still not in jail. Trump didn't stand up for the independent media against all this online censorship. And the independent media was critical to Trump's success in 2016. And I either he's forgotten it or he just doesn't care. But we're not going to be there for him in 2020. Especially with Facebook and Google and everything, filtering everything that we're saying, because they're filtering all the conservative voices. We won't be able to get out there here. Okay, now over in Italy, Salvini, standing up to Merkel and the open borders people, they've reduced migrant entry in Italy by 95%. 95%. See, it can be done. It can be done. You can secure your borders. You can control who gets to come into your country and who does not. Story coming out of The Guardian. 30 writers, historians, and Nobel laureates basically have come out with this manifesto saying that the European Union is coming apart before our eyes. And liberal values in Europe are facing a challenge not seen since the 1930s. As the Great Britain lurches toward Brexit, and nationalists look set to make sweeping gains in the EU parliamentary elections. And they're saying Europe is perishing beneath the waves of populism. They're saying it like it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing here. All righty. Speaking of Brexit, apparently Tusk and Macron have shot down Theresa May's plan to go back to Brussels with a mandate to reopen talks. And she wants to renegotiate the Brexit deal, saying the deal on the table is already the best available. But Brussels is basically saying no. Macron is saying the deal is not negotiable. So it looks like Theresa May's hit a wall there. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody just sent me a link to the trailer for They Shall Not Grow Old. I was looking at it over the commercial break. It is an absolutely fabulous job that they've done. And hats off to Peter Jackson for having put this all together. So you may want to look at the trailer, and definitely when it becomes available around here, I definitely want to see this. I definitely, definitely want to see this. My goodness. All right, getting on back to current events here. Out in California, their new governor is out there calling for a tax on drinking water. Just when you thought government could not get more grabby than it already has, Governor Gavin Newsom's first budget proposal suggests instituting a tax on drinking water in the name of cleaning up California's water systems. And the Environmental Protection section of the 2019-2020 budget seeks to establish a new special fund with a dedicated funding source from new water, fertilizer, and dairy fees to enable the State Water Resources Control Board to assist communities, particularly disadvantaged communities, in paying for the short-term and long-term costs of obtaining access to safe and affordable drinking water. I wonder if that'll apply to Hinckley, California, because they sure know it. They sure need it up there. And I think a lot of people probably can be forgiven for wondering, well, what about all the taxes we've already paid that are supposed to go for things like, you know, water and roads and bridges? Seems like every time there's a new incoming politician, they want more taxes on stuff. Where's the money going? Well, I know in California, a lot of it's going for the illegal immigrants. Huge, huge cost for the illegal immigrant. Now, last week we were talking about how New York just passed this horrible, horrible law authorizing abortion right up to the moment of birth. And Cuomo signed it, and he ordered all these buildings to be lit up in pink light to celebrate. Huzzah, huzzah. Wants to end the death penalty in New York, but not for unborn babies here. Apparently, they're getting ready to do exactly the same thing down in Virginia. Virginia House Democrats are proposing legislation that would allow abortions to be performed right up until a moment a woman is giving birth. It's called the Repeal Act. HB 2491 would eliminate all existing restrictions on abortion in the state of Virginia, allowing third trimester abortions to be performed if a doctor judges that the baby is a threat to the mental and physical health of the woman in a substantial and irremediable way. So, yeah, Virginia's a bad state to be a newborn baby. And one of the things I don't like about the New York law is it allows non-medical practitioners to carry out abortions. That's going to blow back in their face. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
92 Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.